TJ Hushmanzada joins us. He loves hoop as much as he loves football. He was just a great football player. How much of the game did you make it through?
I watched all the game. I was an interested observer. I thought Gonzaga would make a little rally and make the game close, but, man, that Baylor's defense and the way they're making shots, it made it hard for them.
You know, I've seen several tweets about this where it's like, if you coach AAU, right, like, and all of a sudden you go up against a team of dudes that just get up in you, like, guys just get overwhelmed. You get overwhelmed. And it's interesting that while Gonzaga has played a good schedule year after year and played a good schedule this year, there isn't anybody who looks or plays like Baylor that they've played this year, and they looked overwhelmed by the speed and athleticism, length, and skill that Baylor had.
Man, when Gonzaga would run a pick and roll, Baylor would help on the guy rolling and still get back to their guy that they're covering.
Yeah.
They're so quick and athletic. Certain reads that were available against other teams for Gonzaga, they just weren't there against Baylor. And so now they don't know what to do because things that had worked all season weren't working yesterday. And that's Baylor playing great defense. They were active. And Gonzaga, they just couldn't keep up with it.
Yep, could not keep up with it. All right, let's get to some football. If you were drafting third, what would you do in San Francisco?
Wow, that's a great question. I would, first off, I'm going to give a dumb answer, but I would make sure that I'm drafting the right guy. And that right guy, I mean, you assume, and we all assume, it's between Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. One of those three will be drafted. You don't give up what they gave up to draft a non-quarterback. It's just who, which guy. I believe they're split. I believe one side wants Mac Jones and another side may want Trey Lance or Justin Fields. I don't know who they have ranked higher. I would assume it's Justin Fields, but I've heard it's Trey Lance. And so it's more so Shanahan wants a quarterback that's mobile. Mac Jones isn't a terrible athlete. He can get outside the pocket and make some plays throwing the ball. It's just a tricky situation, man, where they go with this, because they pretty much have the pick of the litter after the first two guys, which would be Trevor and Zach. They can't be wrong with this pick.
Well, if they're going to keep Garoppolo and have him be a mentor coach for a year, doesn't that mean that they don't go with Mac Jones, right? Mac Jones is a ready-to-play guy. That's his strength.
I mean, you think Mac Jones is a ready-to-play guy, but he hasn't started a ton of games in college. He was just very successful when he did play. He was successful when he did play, but he hasn't started a ton of games. Now, if that premise is correct in what you're saying, of course you go with Trey Lance. He hasn't started a lot of games. He hasn't thrown more than 25 times ever in a college football game. And so, but you look at Justin Fields, he hasn't started a lot of games either. So you can make an argument for all three of them sitting the first year, because all of them have started limited games when we're talking college football.
Yeah, no, I mean, but it's a weird thing, right? Where you have a guy who, I mean, he's going to try and do the Alex Smith. The difference is Alex Smith, you know, hadn't been to a Super Bowl. This guy led in the second half of the Super Bowl. Now he's being told, hey, we want you to try and do the Alex Smith. Do you think they hold on to Garoppolo all year?
If they're winning, yeah, they do. Why wouldn't you? The problem is, the 49ers are going to have a pretty good team if they can keep that same energy defensively with Salah not there. If they have a good year, do you really move off of Garoppolo? If he can stay healthy, do you really move off of him? That's the question. The Chiefs moved off Alex Smith because they were good, but they weren't great. The 49ers have potential to be very, very good if Garoppolo can stay healthy, because he'll have better weapons offensively. And that's just a situation where it's tricky that, are you really going to put yourself in the situation? Every team, oh, it's a great situation to be in. It really isn't, because now you don't know what to do.
It's Doug Gottlieb's show here on Fox Sports Radio. TJ Hushmanzada joining us. Sam Darnold goes to a different system, different city, and now he's going to get a chance, probably like a two-year chance to make it work. Where are you on Sam Darnold 3 years into his NFL career?
Where everybody else is. It's been a disappointment. But it's been a disappointment because who is he playing with? Look who he's playing with. No disrespect. I mean, this is the best skill guys he would play with since he was at SC. I mean, think about that. The best group of skill guys, you got Christian McCaffrey as a running back. You got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson in receivers. That right there is the best group of guys he's had since he's left USC. He's going to light it up. I truly believe it. With an innovative offensive coordinator, young dude, and Joe Brady that can relate to him, great head coach, I really believe he's going to surprise a lot of people, and it's going to really make the Jets like, oh, and Adam, really, it's really not the Jets. It's going to make Adam Gase look like, why were you ever a head coach? It's going to look bad for him.
Yeah, like I think it's great for him. He's got a great running back. They have money to spend. They have draft picks to spend. And Joe Brady needs to make it work because he struggled with Teddy Bridgewater, who Teddy Bridgewater now on the market. Are you a buyer into Tua after seeing him for a year?
I mean, it's tough. He's coming off an injury. Are you really getting better as a quarterback? Or are you trying to just get better as a player with the injury and heal that injury? Tua, the jury is still out, obviously. Now, obviously the Dolphins believe in him, but the Dolphins are playing this smart. They have so much draft capital in the future. If Tua does not pan out this year, they're going to move on. Like, it's no longer the late 90s, early 2000s when I was playing where quarterbacks got so much money up front that they couldn't move off of them. They're moving off of guys a lot quicker. And so for Tua, he better get it. I mean, but when you look at the Dolphins, their skill guys are good, but they're not great either. And so, but Tua, he better make it happen, that's for sure. And he knows that. And so I would hope this offseason he's really immersing himself into the playbook, but he's really understanding defense. Understand defense and makes your job a lot easier as a quarterback.
TJ Hushmanzada, our guest, the two-time Pro Bowler. It's the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio as we're getting ready for the upcoming NFL draft. I'll tell you what I'm fascinated by is the receivers, right? Because, you know, we hadn't had breakthrough rookie wide receivers, and then last year, all of a sudden, you know, most of them play really, really well. And then we're told this year, another great wide receiver draft because they're throwing it more in college. Your first wide receiver you would take, would it be Jalen Waddle? Would it be Ja'Marr Chase? Would it be Devontae Smith? Who would your first wide receiver be?
Ja'Marr Chase.
Is it even close?
No, not for me it isn't. The size that he has, and he's not a tall guy, but he's a thick, strong dude. Great strong hands, really good body control, will go up and get that 50-50 ball. Because, I mean, the NFL DBs, you're not getting a ton of separation. I mean, everybody's not Tyreek Hill that just gets a ton of separation. And then you just look at, like, I keep going back to the season that Justin Jefferson had, and he was basically the number two guy at LSU behind Chase. And so if you give Chase these targets, he's going to make it work. But this is a really, really deep receiver class. I can tell you some guys that aren't even getting talked about that I think can really play.
Like who?
I'll give you three guys that I think can really play that nobody's talking about. Tutu Atwell from Louisville, Rondell Moore from Purdue, and Elijah Moore from Ole Miss. Those three dudes can really, really play. Nobody's talking about them. Everybody talks about the other guys. Those three guys, they're not very big, but they can flat out play.
No, like Rondell Moore's an interesting one, right? Like he had that great first year at Purdue, then injuries, and then this year he opted out, then opted back in. They weren't very good. What is he in the NFL?
Tyreek Hill has made it easier for the smaller receivers, but Rondell is a lot smaller than Tyreek Hill, but he's really fast, really quick. And the crazy thing, like when I say he's small, he's just short. And he's really strong. Dude did 225 23 times at 5'7", 180, I believe he was. Like, that's unheard of. Unheard of.
What do you think of Kyle Pitts?
Phenomenal. He was out here with us, Doug, and for his size, he's just a big receiver, man. 6'6", 250, and moves like a receiver. I mean, very simple. Matchup nightmare.
So, can he block?
He can cut off. Isn't that what the Travis Kelce's of the world do? We cut off. You might be the point of attack sometimes when you can get out on a perimeter and create havoc and match up problems for teams. I just need you to be adequate in your blocking. You don't have to be great. Just be good enough.
Are you a Zach Wilson guy?
Yes, I like him. He throws the ball very well. It's like he was born to play quarterback. But again, Doug, if you get to a team that doesn't have weapons, if you get to an organization that's dysfunctional, it doesn't matter. And so hopefully they've stabilized what's going on in New York. But if they do not, everybody, oh, I knew he was all hyped up. He was never that good to begin with. That's what everybody's going to say. They're going to point the finger at the organization. So if they give him some weapons, if he stays with the same weapons that Sam Darnold had, it's going to be a problem for him. Simple.
Yeah. No, but I mean, they have two other first-round picks. They have to be able to get some more weapons. They have to be able to block for him. It can't be the same old thing all over again, can it?
If it is, we'll be looking back saying, yeah, what did we miss with Zach? Oh, yeah, he really wasn't. He played at BYU. Yeah, he was. That will be the narrative. And so the quarterbacks get way too much credit when things are going well, but they take way too much of the blame when things go bad. This is the ultimate team game. 11 guys, we all have to be on the same page. And we all got to have players next to us that can really help us. If we do not, we're not going to look the way we should look. And that's just the reality when you play football.
TJ Hushmanzada. TJ, plus you can hear him on Up on Game weekends on Fox Sports Radio. Download that podcast. It's really, really good. Him and Plaxico Burress and LeVar Arrington. It's called Up on Game on Fox Sports Radio. And you can download that podcast as well. TJ, great stuff, man. Appreciate you joining me.
Appreciate it, Doug. Take care, man. Keep up the good work, brother.
That's my guy, TJ Hushmanzada. Up on Game, LeVar Arrington, Plaxico Burress, TJ Hushmanzada, Saturdays 1 to 3 Eastern Time. Of course, TJ and Plaxico, former star wide receivers, and LeVar, former star linebacker in the National Football League.